Hey everybody, this is Louie from Technically Journalism. I still haven't bought the domain, but I will. It's a very easy thing to do. It's very easy to just buy it and reroute it to my existing site. I just haven't done it. But my site did get shut down for like a moment through GoDaddy because I forgot to renew my damn domain. I think my domain registration and maybe even the package deal I have with them. So they took it off the server for a moment while I went and renewed it. I totally forgot, spaced out. But that's cool. All that's averted. We're all back up, operational. So this week in Arizona was elections. It was a primaries here in Arizona. It's a rare thing. I think this was the first August primaries for Arizona. They changed the election cycle a while back. So, you know, if you work in a newsroom or you've been around the news at any time or you pay attention to even election coverage, excuse me, you see that, you know, election coverage by itself as an entity is pretty significant. You can argue that maybe, you know, when you get a 22% voter turnout like we got here for the primaries, that maybe we're doing it just for doing it, and maybe the readers don't actually care about the elections because only 22% turned out. But election coverage is kind of fun as a news event to cover. And I got a chance this time around to do it from the online side of things. I maybe once or twice, but never in any kind of significant capacity for online with the election coverage. I've been involved in some roles, you know, on the print side, covering elections, especially local elections, just trying to figure out at a very basic level where stuff is going to go into paper and how much room we have to put photos and results and stories and all that stuff. And from the print side of things, I can tell you from, you know, years of experience that doing it and watching other people do it, it can be a very stressful situation, especially when you get down to the deadline, which, you know, every paper has their own deadline. When you get down to ours, it's a pretty crazy situation where you have a lot of people working towards one goal and a lot of people touching a lot of copy in a very, very short, very truncated period of time, where you have designers and copy editors and reporters and editors and photographers all kind of working with essentially the same content, sometimes even the same story, and we're all trying to do our job to get it into the paper very quickly, very accurately, and as thorough as we possibly can with as much depth as we can possibly put together. And it's a really cool thing, you know, it's a really cool thing to watch, and if you're a journalist and you're around that, it kind of rejuvenates you a little bit in the profession. But it's also very stressful because you have that deadline. It's kind of an unforgiving deadline. It's not going to budge very much. You know, sometimes we'll go, obviously we can go late if we have to, and we do often enough to where, you know, it's an option, but it's not something you want to do, and you want to hit the deadline as pretty accurately as you possibly can. So when it gets to be 20 minutes out and you still have a lot of work to do, it can be a very stressful situation. And then when you do it, it's a very rewarding situation, and you go home and you're like, damn, we can't believe we just did that. And it's pretty cool, right? It's just a cool thing. And so the paper comes out the next day, and only you and a handful of people know how much work went into it. But it's very exciting, and if the product turns out to be a pretty good product, then everybody's, you know, happy with how they did, and that's a job well done for that day. But on the online side, not saying it's less stressful, but it's kind of less stressful. With my role, at least, I wasn't dealing with the front page, and people dealing with the homepage had a lot of stuff coming at them, and they had obviously had a lot of elements to deal with, and packaging and placement and stuff like that, and all that stuff has to be done on the fly, and oftentimes, you know, within minutes of each other, if not seconds, and sometimes you're updating the online package that you just 2 seconds ago got done posting. So that's a pretty fluid situation, and it's exciting, but it's not, I don't think, as stressful as being 20 minutes away from a deadline that you still have done very little to actually put onto the page, which is, you know, it's kind of stressful that way. So I worked online for the night, and I posted a lot of what we call community stories, which are stories that come out of our regional newsrooms with all our regional suburbs that we have here in Phoenix. We had a lot of local election stories to deal with, a lot of, you know, some of the smaller races that maybe somebody outside of our coverage area won't care about, as opposed to the attorney general's race and the race for the primary for the senator spot, where, you know, the entire state is affected by that. So I was lucky enough to just have to handle the smaller stories that our reporters and editors were dealing with in our bureaus, our regional newsrooms, and I was having to post the stories online and pretty much every instance back read the story just to give another set of eyes to it before it goes online. And that, you know, all that involves really just reading the story, doing some basic editing, And then writing a headline and then going through the procedure that required to make a story live on our website. And you do that, you know, 10, 12, 15 times within probably a half hour time span. It's pretty fun and it's pretty crazy, but it's not as stressful where there's no, the deadline is basically you're racing against an imaginary deadline of now. Your deadline, you know, when somebody online asks you what the breaking news story, when's your deadline, you usually say now, right now, when the moment we can get it up, that's our deadline. There's no hard deadline that you have to hit, that if you don't hit, then it costs the company money. That's, you know, it costs us sometimes the ability to say we broke a story. Sometimes it'll cost us the ability to say we were first. But in an environment of politics with Twitter and Facebook now, you got a little more time to post a story, and it's all internal. It's all internal drive for the most part. It's all internal. You know, you want to be the first one to post it locally. But that's a far different feeling than God has decided you're getting the story done at this point in time, no matter what, come hell or high water. So I liked it. You know, it was cool. It was cool to be in a newsroom for the election. Not working on the print side anymore. I rarely get that opportunity to be in that downtown newsroom, especially. And it was cool to be down there kind of hidden in the corner, just working away and trying to get stories posted as often as I could, and updating and talking to reporters and editors about what we had coming. It was really cool, but the online side of it and that role that I played was a little less stressful than the print side of it, when compared to other roles I've played on the print side. It was kind of an interesting, really cool thing to see. It also gave me time to see how Twitter and Facebook handled it, because I was kind of having to monitor that, and the constant stream of Twitter and Facebook updates was interesting to me. And you can see a story develop. If you were to monitor the local media feeds, you could see the story develop, especially the bigger races, the senator race, or the race for the senator spot. You could see the results coming in almost real time on Twitter from people just updating each other. And then you can see where local media was inserting news that we were getting, and then readers and just regular people were retweeting us and retweeting each other. And that was pretty cool. So, you know, this was the first election cycle, even a relatively small one, where I got a chance to just be entirely online and got a chance to see everything that happens from the online side without having any real responsibility for the print side. And it was a really interesting thing, and I really got a kick out of it. I can't wait till the November general election. And I'm not really an election guy. I really don't like politics. I find it to be generally a very boring topic. It's just politics. It's boring. But to be, you know, seeing how the sausage is made, so to speak, on the online side was really cool. And when the general election comes, I think it's going to be even that much more exciting. So I'm hoping to volunteer for that night, for the night shift again, just to be a part of that. I think it was really cool. So for people who don't know how it works on, you know, the newsroom and the night side, it's just chaos. It's basically what it is. A friend a couple years ago described it perfectly, where you're just, the planes are circling the airport, and then at some point, basically they all have to crash land because the time has come up. So you spend the whole night waiting for results and talking to people. Then all the results come in at about the same time, and everybody's scrambling to cover it, to edit it, to put it in the paper, to design it, to take photos, to copy edit it, to post it, to update it, to rewrite it. All that stuff happens in a very, very short period of time, and it is a very cool thing to be a part of. So we'll see what happens when the general election comes up. I'm hoping to be more involved with that, on the online side, obviously. And it's a cool thing. So that's it. Just wanted to talk about the election, how much fun it was to do it on the online side. And obviously, I did something for my blog right after that, that you can find. Just Google technically journalism. And I just did something on my blog on how Twitter and Facebook impact how people got the news. So real quick on that, if you log into your Twitter feed or your Facebook feed via either an app or your desktop, the first news item you see, the first local outlet that you subscribe to, the first one you see on that news topic is typically the last one to post. So the one who broke the story, the one who posted, and this is only social media, not in like real world journalism, like the first one to put it on Twitter, first one to break the story on Twitter is usually the last one you see on that topic. So it's kind of funny that we spend our lives trying to break news, and through social media, at least, if you break it on social media, you're probably the last one to be seen. So I don't know, just an observation I made and did a post about it. So hope everybody's doing all right. It's my Friday, I'm going home, and I'll have another podcast up here, hopefully over the weekend. I'm going to go do some live video streaming stuff on Saturday. So take care. Goodbye.